My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
This is it. Our May fundraiser is ending on Friday, and it's your last chance to help us reach our goal this month. Revenue sources for newsrooms like ours are changing, and donations from you, our marketplace community of listeners, are more important than ever. Help us reach our May goal before Memorial Day weekend and fund public service journalism for all. Give now at marketplace.org/donate. With all that Silicon Valley wealth and innovation, what fixes its most high-profile city? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Judging from hotel rooms in use and room rates, San Francisco has been lagging major cities in the U.S. in its tourist industry recovering from pandemic. A San Francisco Chronicle analysis points to one key problem. While tourists are flowing back from many countries, they're significantly lagging from one very big one, China, a country with an economy that is failing to catch fire. Stories about crime in San Francisco and some big retailers like Nordstrom leaving its downtown may be discouraging others from visiting. I spoke to San Francisco's mayor, London Breed, about these and other issues facing her city. Mayor, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You're working to get more than 220 more police officers hired. You want 800 prevention places to help people at the edge stay out of homelessness. Will these and other of your initiatives, do you think, Mayor, be enough? Will the narrative that San Francisco is a bit of a mess to be avoided, will that be different maybe a year from now?
Well, I hope that it will be different. I think that it will be considerably different, but this is not just about homelessness, the challenges that exist in San Francisco. We have many issues with open-air drug dealing. Fentanyl has risen to crisis level, and we have support from the state and the federal government finally to address some of the challenges around law enforcement. So our goal is to do everything we can from a local level to not only make the appropriate investments to increase our police force, to make sure we have alternatives to policing, to make sure that residents of this city, in all parts of the city, feel safe.
Let me ask you this. I work out of my program's New York City Bureau, and like your city, New York has a huge gap between rich and poor. It has vacant office space galore post-pandemic, like San Francisco. Homelessness, terrible problem here. But as I look out the window here in July, the streets are packed with tourists. There's energy beyond tourism that I'm not seeing as much these days when I visit your city. What accounts for that difference?
Well, the tourists, the visitors are up actually in the city. There are certain parts of the city, like our downtown shopping area, that continues to struggle, but Union Square in the downtown area is typically packed. The Pier 39 and Ferry Building and our new attractions near the Golden Gate Bridge or Tunnel Top Parks and other places, but things have definitely changed. I think the narrative that's out there about the city has had an impact on tourism. But ultimately, when people get here, they're like, San Francisco isn't what people told us it was going to be. And hopefully that word gets out as well.
It's such a contrast. I mean, people see these headlines that Nordstrom is leaving downtown San Francisco. And what you're saying is if you actually go to a place like Union Square, there's other action.
Well, let's talk about that, because the fact is Nordstrom didn't just close its store in San Francisco. It closed stores in Canada and all over the U.S. And retail is moving in a different direction. It was before the pandemic. So many of our retail businesses were struggling. And it's a combination of things. It's not just about, you know, concerns around safety. It's, you know, our tax structure is the ability to find workers. However, many of our luxury brands, like the Chanel store, they're expanding. Yves Saint Laurent, they're expanding. A lot of our luxury brands in San Francisco have had record sales, and it's why they haven't decided to go anywhere.
Now, homelessness, a federal appeals court panel is sticking with rulings that give people the right to camp out if there are not available places for them to live. Is this a problem for you in your effort to make San Francisco a place where people come back with their money?
We have run into a lot of problems with trying to clear encampments. And what we do when we go into these encampment areas, we make it clear to folks that we want to provide shelter as an alternative. And some people take us up on our offer and some people don't. It's really a complex, challenging issue. But at the end of the day, when we have a place for people to go, they should not be able to continue to be on the streets where, you know, unfortunately, you know, you have trash, you have feces, you have public health related issues. You have a number of these folks who unfortunately have other issues around addiction and substance use disorder and mental illness. So we need to be able to do our jobs to keep the streets clean and to keep the streets clear so that people can use the sidewalks as they were intended to be used.
London Breed, mayor of San Francisco, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Artificial intelligence has lifted the stock market this year, right? I wanted to know if there are plans to leverage AI to San Francisco's benefit. You can stream the extended version of our interview from marketplace.org if you missed that part on the air today. This is it. Our May fundraiser is ending on Friday, and it's your last chance to help us reach our goal this month. Revenue sources for newsrooms like ours are changing, and donations from you, our marketplace community of listeners, are more important than ever. Help us reach our May goal before Memorial Day weekend and fund public service journalism for all. Give now at marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Last summer, the CEO of the biggest bank in the U.S., J.P. Morgan Chase, said investors should brace for an economic hurricane, as in a potentially severe recession as the Fed raises rates to fight inflation. Now, a research report from a rival Wall Street firm says maybe it'll be no more than periods of drizzle. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
Goldman Sachs' forecast calls for U.S. economic growth to slow the rest of this year, but it expects growth nevertheless. In a research note, the bank echoes broadly held expectations that the Federal Reserve will hike interest rates again next week. Goldman Sachs expects that to be the last rate hike. Meanwhile, the latest economic indicators show inflation is slowing while economic activity is still chugging along. That means a so-called soft landing is looking more likely. Goldman Sachs is reducing the likelihood of a recession from a 1 in 4 to a 1 in 5 chance, still significant but nowhere near a certainty. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Our producers are James Graham, Ollie Dalbert-Hansen, Ariana Rosas, Alex Schroeder, and Erica Soderstrom. Our senior producer is Meredith Gerritsen-Morby. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.